This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here, even though we're live from the woods at Rogers Campground at NH Hemp Fest, third annual Hemp Fest. It's, I think, turning out to be a great event. Really cool, easygoing crowd of folks here, and we're going to be talking to a very interesting character here in just a few moments. Former police officer, will bring him in shortly, but we're going to go to the phones first because we were talking in the last hour about Seattle Hemp Fest looking to, basically, they might be shutting down due to people just not contributing anymore. It's a 25-year-long running event. And they're just not pulling in the money that they need to get it done. So, Mark, I believe we have a caller on the line, but I can't read it from here. So,
Will in Seattle.
Will in Seattle. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there, Will.
Hey, how are ya?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, so, I don't know. I've been out to Seattle Hemp Fest once. And I had the opportunity to go this last Friday, because it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I tried to get out there, and I guess the line was, like, at least 2 hours. And, I mean, my whole intention of going was to just find new smoking utensils. Like, there's really, like, what you guys reported, that's really the way a lot of us view it out here. I'm a medical cannabis patient. I think what the people there at HempFest kind of rallied for was, like, I called in before about the legalization of cannabis here in Washington State and, like, the tax and regulate kind of thing. And Mark made a comment, like, we've crossed the finish line here in Seattle or here in Washington, and nothing could be further from the truth. Like, there's the tax rate here and what it's done to the medical industry is devastating. Like, I'm supposed to be able to grow my pot, right? And I'm allowed to have a certain amount of plants. Well, they've restricted that amount of plants down to from 15 to 4, and so that restricts my ability to grow. But if I get a special authorization from my doctor, and I go and I register on the, I think it's the Washington State Liquor Control Board registry of medical cannabis patients growing, then I'm allowed to grow my 15 normally. But this law went into effect, or this regulation went into effect, I think on the 31st of July, and as of yet, they haven't even set up any registry. The state doesn't have, the Liquor Control Board doesn't have any registry for me to sign on to. So I'm in violation
register,
of the regulation.
But the registration doesn't exist yet.
Exactly. So I'm in violation for registering on something that doesn't exist.
That's
or not registering
absolutely
on something. Yeah.
Ludicrous. So I've got a question for you about, and I don't know if you use any of the dispensaries there in Washington, but my understanding from having been in Colorado not too long ago is that they have the medical dispensaries and then they have the recreational dispensaries. Some of the dispensaries have a medical section and a recreational section, and if you buy something from the recreational section, even if you have the medical card, you are not allowed to buy anything from the medical section on the same visit. Is it like that in Washington?
So here in Washington, my experience recently, before the legalization and regulation came through, and there was a 502 law or whatever, which is a tax and regulate, I was able to go into a medical dispensary, right? And I got great prices, and they had, you know, compassion where you could say, hey, I'm broke. I need my medicine to last me for a month, and I only have like $100. And they would help you out. Now, all of the medical dispensaries have either been raided and shut down or voluntarily shut down under fear of being raided. And so there's no medical dispensaries out.
Why were they being raided?
I don't even know. I have no idea. I think it was because of the new regulation. There's a certain amount of time that they were allowed to operate after the laws if they didn't have also a 502 business license to be selling as well.
And 502 being the referendum number.
So there's no medical facilities for distribution to patients in all of Washington State or just Seattle?
As far as I know, I can't find anything in Seattle or the suburbs of Seattle that has strictly medical cannabis and doesn't allow.
So it's recreational only.
Yeah, and that's where I'm forced to get my cannabis is the recreational. Now, there are some recreational shops that give me a good discount, you know, 20% or something, but that's not quite the same. And they can't recommend anything for medicine. They can only say, oh, yeah, it'll get you high, but they can't say, oh, this is good for your back pain, this is good for muscle spasticity, you know, that kind of stuff.
What an abject failure of the medical program. It's so hard to hear that. I mean, especially because we can relate to some extent here in New Hampshire. It took them 4 years to actually finally open up the very first dispensary after they passed it in 2012. It wasn't until this year when those dispensaries started to open. And even here, there's only four of them for the entire state.
But so, I don't think all four are open yet.
I believe they just opened or are just about to open the fourth. We might
I
be able to find
they're
out.
About to open
yeah, I think you're right about that. Our next guest may be able to clear that up. So just to go back real quick here, well, you said that at Seattle Hemp Fest you would wait 2 hours to get in. Is that like a line of cars or a line of people?
A line of people standing in 90-degree sun with absolutely no shade.
Yeah, that's gonna turn some people
sure
off.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Talking about losing $140,000 in rain. Yeah, talking about losing $140,000 from the sun.
Thanks for sharing that tonight, man. Really appreciate hearing from you and appreciate the inside scoop there. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, we're live at New Hampshire Hemp Fest, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I want to bring on our next special guest here. And, Joe, lean right in close on that microphone for us because they're real sensitive and they got to get you close. Joe LaChance is with us here on the air here on Free Talk Live. Welcome.
Hey, good evening. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, you're a state representative. You've been how many terms now?
This is my first term. Wrapping it up. I'm running for re-election again for a second term.
Yep, saw your campaign signs here at Hemp Fest. You've been here since Wednesday at least,
yes.
As we have as well. And I wanted to get you on the show because we recently over at FreeKeen.com, where Daryl and I are bloggers, broke the news that you had joined Law Enforcement Against Prohibition as their newest speaker in New Hampshire. Now, for listeners who may never have heard of LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, give us the pitch. What is it?
Sure. So basically, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition is a group of officers, former, retired, current, friends of law enforcement, and friends of just the cause of the war on drugs is not the right way to do this thing. And, you know, my history is I was a police officer for 10 years right here in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm. Same department, all 10?
All 10, yeah. Bedford. And, you know, I saw firsthand what some of these arrests for minor in possession was doing to these kids. And, you know, in New Hampshire, we still can be incarcerated up to a year for a possession of a small amount of marijuana. So,
well, yeah. When you say small amount, you're talking up to how much?
You know, if you have an ounce or less with no intent to distribute, I think you're probably going to get a judge that's a little lenient.
And what does lenience mean exactly?
You know,
we're hearing police sirens in the background, and everybody's tweaking out a little bit. So, sorry, what was the other question?
What does leniency mean? So let's just say I've got 3/4 of an ounce, and that could be a cookie, and they would weigh the entire cookie, and, you know, they would not do math to figure out, oh, there's only, you know, like, you know, however much cannabis in this. So I've got a, you know, 3/4 ounce cookie. And the judge says, well, Daryl, you don't have a criminal record. I'm going to go easy on you. What would be considered easy?
You know, they might very well negotiate it down to a violation level. Some other type of violation level offense or a civil offense versus you know, a misdemeanor offense.
Well, okay. Sometimes they'll put them in jail. Like, we've been to a bunch of these cannabis hearings in the state house, in front of the Criminal Justice Committee over the last decade. And, you know, the Police Chiefs Association will always come in there and they trot out the same lies. You know, they'll claim, oh, no one ever goes to jail for cannabis possession in New Hampshire. Well, when I was in jail for civil disobedience, I was in there with people who were there for cannabis possession.
Usually VOPs. By the way, that was an EMS, local EMS.
Okay, that's good to know. All right, so we're going to continue. Stick with us because I got lots more questions for
Wonderful.
You. Time. Joe LaChance, state rep and new leaf
speaker.
If you're
considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at New Hampshire Hemp Fest, the third annual
edition of this event. Our first time, Joe LaChance, your second time.
Correct.
Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live here tonight. You are a state representative and the newest speaker in New Hampshire for law enforcement against prohibition. We'll continue that discussion here in moments. If you're on the phones, the only way we're going to be able to take your calls is if you've got a question for Joe. And in that case, we've only got three pair of headphones, so Mark, you'll have to hand him your headphones if that happens. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. You can get help buying Bitcoins or choosing a Bitcoin wallet, read the latest news, or engage with the community on our Bitcoin forum. And you can find places to spend your Bitcoin and play online games with the cryptocurrency. It's the source for all your Bitcoin needs and news. It's Bitcoin.com. Just as an aside, Joe, I believe you're one of the Bitcoin-friendly state reps.
Absolutely. Right, yes. Very intriguing to me. I serve on Ways and Means, so we had gotten a couple of those bills, and it was important to me. I wanted to make sure we retained it, took a look at it, and I think Eric Schlein may have been the sponsor of that bill.
Now, which bill are we talking about? Because there were a couple different Bitcoin bills,
using
right?
Bitcoin to pay the government.
Right.
There was the one to tell the Secretary of the Treasury that they have to find a company to use as a payment processor to accept Bitcoin, thus, you know, basically setting a monopoly on the use of Bitcoin, not authorizing them to find Bitcoin payment processors that meet certain requirements. So it would have been basically, okay, you're either choosing BitPay, Coinbase, or there was some guy from some company that showed up that was like, I do this, and I think he was trying to, you know, sort of weasel his way into getting the contract. But I think if you're going to do that, then, okay, contract with as many companies that meet the requirements as possible. Because then there's not a monopoly, there's not this cronyism sort of thing.
Sure. You know, at the same time, you look at that, and that's a concern, but the first and foremost piece of the pie for me was to let's have the state look at Bitcoin, because this cryptocurrency and blockchain might very well be something that is near and dear in the future, and if we embrace it now, we could be the leader. I do remember your argument in committee.
Right.
Because you were friendly to the Bitcoin bill, except for the cronyism, the possibility of
I was
vendor.
Actually the only person to testify against the bill.
Right.
I said I'm in favor of Bitcoin. I'm in favor of cryptocurrencies. And that was another problem that I had, is that it said Bitcoin, not virtual currencies.
Right.
Because there are, 600 and something cryptocurrencies listed on CoinCap.
Yeah, I'm not sure that they have processors for all those that would take them. So, I mean, I would.
But there are several, and I use one called CoinPayments.net.
Have you ever heard the analogy like babies in bathwater? Like sometimes you've got to take the okay bill in order to get their grade.
There's never a perfect bill. No. That's what I'm learning. There is not ever a perfect bill.
There is a perfect testifier, and that's Daryl. He goes every single time.
No, but Daryl raises
a good
point.
There are some bills that are a lot better. There have been times where I've read a bill and noticed a huge grammatical error, and I'll point that out to the committee, and they're like, that's not what we intended.
Well, Daryl's been doing a great job. He's kicking off his libertylobby.xyz, which is his website where you can go and donate to actually help him pay for his gas and his food and actually maybe make it so it doesn't cost him money to go and testify at the State House.
Hopefully be able to go more.
So that was just as an aside. You're Bitcoin-friendly as well as cannabis-friendly. And so, again, we brought you in, or I wanted to have you on, kind of tell your story, Joe. You mentioned you were a police officer for 10 years in New Hampshire, same town, Bedford, as I believe where it was. It's right next to kind of like a bedroom.
Sure,
community
yeah,
for
exactly.
Manchester.
Yes.
And
you got to see it like Bedford.
I remember
Bedford.
You,
not to be
Bedford.
Confused with Method.
Method.
I remember you told me that, you know, when you got out of the police academy or the training, that you were pretty brainwashed into believing in prohibition. What was it like? I mean, how was the Joe back then?
So the Joe back that listen, the Joe back back when he was 2 foot Joey wanted to be a police officer ever since he was a little boy. You know, I thought that would be a great job, keep your nose clean, go in, be a police officer, saving people, and life's great. Well, I got out of the military and found out the politics on getting into a police department, and it took me about 2.5 to 3 years to get on, even with some military experience, military police experience as well. So got through the academy, and, you know, when I say brainwash, it is the law. The law, the police enforce the laws, and it was just instilled in our head that cannabis was marijuana, and marijuana is bad, and anything for pot, we arrest. And then, you know, then...
Had you ever had an experience as a teenager knowing other teenagers who used cannabis, and that, you know, did that clash at all with what they were training you?
So this goes back to my high school days, and this is something I kind of live by. I come from a pretty good family. They sent me to a private high school, went to Trinity in Manchester. I think it was towards my senior year, my junior, senior year. I really wasn't a pot smoker, as a younger child, but on this day I said, I got me a joint. I'm going to have me a smoke. So I'm in my car. I spark.
First time.
At school. Yeah, it really was at school. And I'm like, okay, let's do this.
First time ever.
Not the first time ever. Time, but just going into school, a couple friends, gotcha. You know. So we're in the Dairy Field Country Club parking lot, because that's where the kids park for Trinity. And we're toking up, and all of a sudden I see the Blues right in front of me stop in front of the car.
Oh, man.
And I'm parked, and he's like, kind of cuts me off, and I couldn't leave if I wanted to. And he knew what we were doing. He said, good day, boys. How you doing? Asked us what we were doing. He said, you guys going to school right now, right? I said, absolutely, right now. And he cut us a break. And that's something I'll never forget. Because when I became a police officer, I saw a lot of cops that did not give people a break. And there's some legitimate reasons for that, too. And sometimes it comes down to liability. In New Hampshire, we have something called a Kingston decision. So whereas a police officer gave the kids a break and poured the beer out, the kids, after they got the break from one police department, went, got some more beer, killed somebody, and they sued the first police department for not arresting him and bringing him in for protective custody.
Right.
And the department's found liable for that?
The department was found liable. So
that's how this goes.
The discretion from when I was first a police officer to year five changed. And the ability to pour a beer out or say, hey, kid, put that joint away, or to get that break that I got back when I was a kid, and I got the break. I could have got bagged, and I didn't. That cop was a sensible guy. But when I went through academy, we didn't talk about the common sense. It's the war on drugs.
You're a law enforcement officer. You will enforce the law.
If you don't enforce the law, you're breaking the law. And
the police still do have discretion in many areas, however.
Absolutely. Oh, please don't take that.
Right. You can decide whether or not to enforce many laws. That's interesting. I didn't know about the Kingston decision, however.
Correct.
You can stick with us, right?
I can.
All right. Joe LaChance is here. We're going to continue. Our toll-free number, if you've got a question for him, former law enforcement officer with a decade of experience under his belt, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. And you can join us here with our special guest, Joe LaChance. He is one of the newest members of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, of the Speakers Bureau of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, which means he'll be doing various different appearances at, you know, whatever events you can get booked at, you know, whether it's the Lions Club or a church group or New Hampshire Hemp Fest. He will do that. And there's Law Enforcement Against Prohibition speakers in, I believe, probably every state, if not most of them. So if you've got an event and you'd like someone to speak from LEAP, get in touch with their speakers bureau. Go to leap.cc to do that. Also, if you're out promoting your campaign for state rep or your business, you might need some business cards. Vistaprint can hook you up with 500 business cards for just $9.99. If you use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at the checkout, Vistaprint is great. They allow you to customize the text, colors, backsides, and more. They've got thousands of industry-specific templates. You can upload your existing logo to one of their designs or upload your entire design, which is what I did with my Victimless Crime Spree card. And, of course, you can also upgrade the quality of the card. Maybe you want a thicker stock, brilliant finish like metallic spot gloss, or raised print. It's super easy to use their online card designing tool, and they guarantee you'll love your products every time.
or Vistaprint will make it right through their amazing customer service. So go to Vistaprint.com, load up your cart, and get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99 with code FTL at checkout. We got Joe LaChance. He's a current sitting state representative here in New Hampshire, which means he gets the whopping salary of $100 per year plus a small gas stipend. And you're here at Hemp Fest all weekend long. You got a couple speaking engagements where you're going to be talking to the crowd?
I do. I was asked to speak again to the crowd basically about our movement in the New Hampshire House and what our plans are for the next session. And that would be marijuana decriminalization.
So hopefully get a governor in there who will actually sign something, because the state representatives for a long time have been voting for this year after year after year. 80%, I believe, was a recent.
I think you have 68 representatives on the last roll call vote that were just prohibitionists. Everybody else in the House understands it's time. It's time. Is here.
But the problem is this body that we call the New Hampshire Senate. And if there's one good thing that I can say about the New Hampshire Senate, it's that a third of them are retiring.
A lot of the bad ones are leaving, right?
Yes.
That doesn't mean they won't be replaced by more bad guys, but, you know, it's a chance.
Well, we're trying to get the good guys in.
Well, whenever you have a third of a legislative body decide that they're quitting, I consider that to be a good thing.
I agree. And, you know, the more pressure we can put on these people to make their lives difficult, the prohibitionists, the more likely they're going to want to go and call it a day. They don't make that much money. Was it still $100 a year for Senate as well?
$100 a year for Senate as well.
So it's only worth putting up with so much crap. So, you know, eventually they're going to just call it quits. Anyway, Joe, you were a cop for 10 years in Bedford, New Hampshire. And you were kind of telling us your story about, you know, where you started. You graduated with kind of, you know, this idea of you've got to enforce the law. Even though you had some experience with cannabis as a teenager, you went out, you hit the streets, and you arrested some people, right?
So, yes, I did arrest some people. And, you know, where you see it hit home the most is not the arrest. It's when you have to go to court and testify, and it might not even be that one case that you're responsible for, because when the cops go to court, you're there until you're called.
Getting paid overtime for that?
It was very good pay. So the self-fulfilling prophecy, but that's another whole. Yeah. That's for another show.
How many of them would actually take it to trial? Because it seems like most people, they just take a plea deal.
Well, in New Hampshire, if you get busted, it's a misdemeanor. So you still have to get an attorney, because if something goes wrong, you get a misdemeanor on your record. They do a lot of plea deals, but on the same token, you still, listen, the lawyers still need to make the money, and they got to go through the process.
Oh, yeah. And it's a terrible process that extracts hundreds of dollars per bust from all of these people. I mean, you sit there in a district court arraignment, and it's like ringing the cash register. One, and usually poor person after another. It's typically people who don't have a whole lot that get targeted for these things.
Well, there's more poor people than there are rich people,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and, you know, of course, poor people can't afford attorneys, so they're stuck with a public defender, and it's like, plea deal, plea deal, plea deal, $420. I remember it was $420, then they raised the penalty assessment. I don't know if this was in your time, but the standard fine, after they added in, like, so in New Hampshire, there's the fine, and then there's the fee on top of the fine, and then so the total was $420 for cannabis convictions. It's now like $434.
Hey, the only way we're going to change is elect new folks. You know, and while it's on my mind, if I can, so you know who walked around this campground today? Campground site to campground site, handing out palm cards, trying to drum up votes from this crowd. That would be Frank Edelblum.
Now, he's a Republican candidate for governor here, the only one who's cannibus friendly,
On the Republican side. I mean, you have Jeannie, the chief prohibitionist forester, who wants to call it the National Guard.
And to stop weed.
To stop weed.
Yeah, that's
Ted Gattis, who blasted the, I think the 911 immunity bill plus the Narcan legislation. He talked about how absolutely horrible those things
which Narcan
are.
is a product that you can use to stop an overdose,
opioid blocker.
Yeah. So let's keep going through your history though. You made some busts. You said year zero through five. You were a certain way. What happened after that?
So you know, I think with age comes wisdom. Mm-hmm. You know, I went.
And you started in your early 20s.
Early 20s. Okay. So I got out in my early mid 30s. Mm-hmm. You know, and as you take that experience from your mid-30s and carry them into the 40s, you start thinking about, well, I look at my kid and I was doing the financial aid for him so I can borrow some expensive money from the government to send my kid to school. And one of the questions in that is that you have to check a box that says, have you ever been convicted of a misdemeanor drug conviction?
Right.
And the way I saw that was, well, if she got caught with a joint in Mass, she'd be fine because they decriminalized already.
Right.
But if you do it in New Hampshire, not only can you may not be able to, get a student loan, but you won't go into the military if that's what you wanted, or you want to become a police officer, that's what you wanted. See, we are on the island of shame in New Hampshire, and we send people to prison for small amounts of cannabis. Now, some will say, no, we don't. Well, you know, this... It is true.
Most people don't know what the definition of misdemeanor is.
But put a misdemeanor on your record. Okay, maybe they're not going to jail for that full, year. But by the time they've hired somebody to defend them and they've got that misdemeanor on their record, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, ruining lives for something that is...
There are people in jail for cannabis, not only the people that get cited because of, that up to 1 year for possession with intent, but there are people in jail on paper it's not for cannabis, but here in the real world it's for cannabis. They got busted for cannabis and they get probation. They violate probation because they were smoking cannabis or got busted for cannabis or they peed in a cup and it said you've got cannabis. So then they get put in jail for violating probation,
right.
But it's all because of a plant.
Right, and all you see if you look at the court case is violation of probation. It doesn't say why. So to gather statistics on that would be a little bit more difficult on how many VOPs are for cannabis. So you started to see how what you were doing as a police officer wasn't really helping these people at all, right?
You know, and I think it's important for folks to know, just because I'm a LEAP spokesperson, I'm not against law enforcement. I'm against a good law enforcement. I'm against bad law enforcement.
Good law enforcement would be stopping murderers, rapists.
Violent crimes. Rapists, violent
things
crimes.
With actual victims.
Exactly. So I'm in favor of that, but what I'm not in favor of is the police wasting our resources going after people for marijuana. Now listen.
And other drugs, right? Law enforcement against prohibition is the whole thing.
Law enforcement against prohibition really opened my eyes completely to all drugs.
Yeah. I want to hear more about that. Hold that thought. We're going to bring you back here. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I've been a fan of law enforcement against prohibition for more than a decade. They do great work. So I want to hear about how you ended up getting in touch with them or finding them, what that story was. Joe LaChance is with us, former cop. Our toll free number 855-450-FREE. Now he's working with leap.cc.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally with respect and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you won another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land. Give me your vote one time and see what a difference one election can make.
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Poleski of the Poleski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're live from the New Hampshire Hemp Fest. It is the third year of what I'm thinking is turning out to be a pretty great event.
Yeah.
Good crowd, great weather, amazing location. We're at Rogers Campground. It's definitely not too late for you to come out and join us. If you're in the New England area, make the drive up here. You'll meet a fun crowd of some good folks here and meet interesting characters, including Joe LaChance, who will be here throughout the weekend. He's going to be speaking on behalf of law enforcement against prohibition. And we were talking about your history with as far as being a police officer for 10 years in Bedford, New Hampshire. You started to see that, you know, you weren't actually making people's lives better by arresting them for drug possession, cannabis specifically, but you said LEAP opened your eyes to the whole picture about prohibition, about drug prohibition entirely. So even though we're at NH Hemp Fest, you know, you're advocating the end of the war on drugs, basically, here.
Right? You know, and that's an evolution as well. You know,
how'd that happen?
I am educating myself. A lot of education. You know, I think everybody in the state knows I'm one of the leading advocates for cannabis, common sense cannabis policy. And I think you realize that most people realize we're not going to be legalized next year. It's not happening. But the more we're going to decriminalize and the more we continue to add conditions to the medical marijuana law, it's become more acceptable. Our neighbors at the borders are going to legalize.
I believe Massachusetts has it on the ballot this fall.
They do, and so is Maine.
Right.
So, and Maine's just sensible anyway to begin with.
They've been that way since 1976,
exactly.
I believe.
So,
Before you continue, you had mentioned about some of the therapeutic cannabis stuff that you want to change here in New Hampshire. And one of the things that I noticed to be very strange is that someone listed as a visiting qualifying patient, meaning that they don't live in New Hampshire, they don't have a New Hampshire medical card, they would not be allowed to purchase cannabis in New Hampshire. But my understanding of most states that have a medical program, if you have a medical card from another state, they'll let you purchase. I know that Vermont and Maine do, because one of the reasons that New Hampshire was so slow in opening their stuff is the Department of Health and Human Services said, well, you can just take your medical card to Maine and Vermont and buy it there.
You're never more than 35 miles away.
And break a federal law. I'm sorry about that.
You mean across the state borders?
Across state borders, yeah. That's okay. See, remember, I was the... Before, if you look back at the history on this, I had sued originally to get my cannabis card, and basically Linda Horan, God rest her soul, she was kind of the poster lady.
She was also a medical patient.
She was a medical patient. She took over the lawsuit. Frankly, her story was a little more compelling, and God love her. She is no longer with us today. But she won that court case, and I had my card probably within 30 days after that. So, but yes, you're right. So restrictive. You know, it's a work in progress. I'm not sure I'm going to win my election this time. I'm going to work hard to do it. But if I do, I tell you, we're going to continue to make changes in the medical marijuana law. I want to broaden it. I mean, we have a, you have to have a symptom and a condition.
It should be or.
That's right.
The and should be an or, and I've testified to that numerous times.
And there's no home grow either, right?
There is none. Right. The Senate, our prohibitionist Senate, senators in the state, went ahead and stripped that out of the bill.
Outrageous, because that means that somebody who is sick or crippled or whatever, they have to physically go down to one of these four locations.
Or their caregiver.
Or a caregiver. Either way, it's not as easy to physically go to one of these places. They're far away from some people.
Right.
It's not. We're in Keene. The closest one's Levin, and that's an hour north.
So, you know, one of the ideas I have kicking through my head now is, you know, we only have about 1,400 of these cards out right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if people think that Plymouth is northern New Hampshire, they're mistaken, because it's really northern central New Hampshire. But why couldn't the places out in your area, Hanover, have a mobile that goes down to Keene a couple times a week? How come Plymouth couldn't do the same thing?
Yeah, why do we even have a cap on the number of them that there could be anyways?
We got to keep working on that.
There's a lot of work to do.
There's a ton of work.
I appreciate that you're willing to do that. So let's go back to LEAP, though.
Yep.
You at some point discovered these guys. You said you had done the research to expand from just seeing the value of decriminalizing or legalizing cannabis to the whole picture of ending prohibition. How did that happen for you? Was it after you were a cop?
It was actually after I was a cop, but I was very sensitive to arresting, again, minors for cannabis possession, because you think about when you were a kid, how about you were the one that got that break, and I still think and believe police officers should be using that discretion at the utmost, all the time, for everything. So what had happened was, and it's been no secret, I was addicted to painkillers.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I had almost killed myself after surgery. The VA got me addicted to painkillers. That's why I'm such an advocate for medical marijuana. My next stop, I was taking 5 pills a day.
Oxycodone
and a 75 milligram patch and some Jack Daniels on top of that. So I guess what I'm trying to tell you is...
Jeez, you did almost kill yourself.
I'm lucky to be here today, and I know it. I come from a good family. Detox to myself. I used cannabis to detox, and cannabis saved my life, and that is why I do what I do. And
so where did LEAP come in?
So LEAP came in as I continued to, I wanted to know more about the war on drugs, and I started to understand, whoa, you know, and especially being in the legislature, you see what we're funding. And, you know, I had to take a very hard vote, and we'll talk about that later in the legislature. But the same philosophy that I had towards marijuana really applied to all the other drugs. And listen, I'm not saying we want heroin dealers on the corner of every street. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is if we continue to fund this war on drugs, a self-fulfilling prophecy for police officers, lawyers, prosecutors, judges, jail, corrections, overtime, et cetera, et cetera. We need to stop that.
Well, I mean, the fact is, and I'm pretty sure I got this from Leap, and maybe my statistic isn't right exactly on, but if I'm recalling correctly, I've heard from Leap previously that prior to Prohibition, the amount of addicts as a percentage of the population was about the same as it is today, as far as, like, even though you could go into the corner store and get a huge bottle of heroin for, you know, 10 cents or whatever it was.
You could even buy it out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog and have it delivered to your door along with your syringe.
That you still had the issue of, you know, the problem was with bored housewives or whatever, you know, people who didn't have anything that, you know, was exciting in their life, so, they were trying to escape. Same thing today, it's just that now it's more expensive. You've got to get it from the black market. It's more impure because it's coming from the black market. So, yeah, in a legal...
And where's it coming from? An untrusted source.
Who knows?
Right? You don't know.
One batch to another, there's a huge variation possibly in the level of potency, and that's why you get overdoses, and it's just, it's all bad because of Prohibition.
So, I'm a legislator in the city of Manchester, and our city's on fire. We're in the middle of an opioid crisis like we've never seen. And, you know... it's very hard to talk about this subject when people who have been told their whole life, drugs, bad, war, drugs, war, drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And you try to explain my position to them, and it's hard, you know, it's hard for them to comprehend.
It helps.
I've seen it more than one time where people have used marijuana, cannabis in order to get off of opioid addiction.
Yep, I've seen it.
And I don't understand, I know that there's a generation above me that simply doesn't know what cannabis is. That they just react knee-jerk drugs. Now, they don't react that way if the drugs are produced by government-certified organizations. That's fine. Street drugs. Bad. I mean, that's all they think. They just don't.
Well, by the way, heroin is available in certified manufactured form. It's called morphine or oxycodone. It's very, very similar. Methamphetamine's available through pharmacies. It's called Desoxin. So some of these drugs are actually available through prescriptions. And
some of them are listed as Schedule 2, whereas cannabis is Schedule 1.
And heroin is Schedule 1.
The feds believe that there is absolutely no medical use, even though, 27 states now allow cannabis for medicinal purposes. Another about 15 states allow CBD that does not contain any THC for medicinal purposes. So, you know, it's really contradictory and hypocritical for the feds to say no medicinal purpose.
Absolutely.
So you said that you've got more to talk about, Joe. We're coming up to hour number 3 here in a little bit. Do you want to stick with us? Keep this going?
Yeah, I can do that.
I'd love to have you stay here because this is a fascinating conversation. The fact is, and one of the real perks of law enforcement against prohibition is, even though it's hard to communicate the ideas of ending prohibition, it helps when you can say you were a cop. And just there's a certain class of people out there that they will pay attention when someone says they were with law enforcement. So I think you're doing the right thing. We're going to continue. Joe LaChance is with us here. Our toll-free number, if you've got a question for him, is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Former police officer with 10 years of experience, now working with law enforcement against prohibition.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded...